Now on to a few more stories we're following today. The Verge reports that the NSA will stop examining your stored telephone records. They also announced today that they would destroy the Section 215 bulk telephone metadata when the obligation to preserve the information has expired later this year. The metadata that was collected illegally from millions of Americans, the change in policy was prompted by the passage of the USA Freedom Act, which allegedly stopped the information collecting back in June. Today, Google says you no longer have to have a Google Plus account to share content, communicate with others, and create a channel on YouTube. Now, all you need is a Google account. The company says the change will roll out in stages over the next several months and will eventually include all of their services. This ends Google's four-year battle to become a competitor to Facebook. Writing in a Google Plus update, Google exec Bradley Horowitz admitted that some users found the sharing features in Google Plus confusing, and he promises a better experience for people using Google Photos and YouTube separately. According to the Daily Dot, anti-abortion hackers have broken into the database of Planned Parenthood, where they access the names and email addresses of the organization's employees. A representative from the hacker group told the Daily Dot that they would also begin releasing internal emails soon. Planned Parenthood only knew that their databases had been infiltrated when they were informed by the Daily Dot. And this is just one in a string of recent hacks, like the one at Sony and the dating website Ashley Madison, and at the United States Office of Personnel Management, where hackers seem not to be after credit cards, but after names and information that could be used for blackmail or public embarrassment. This morning on Tech News Today, Mike Elgin reported that Chinese police have broken up a Beijing factory that produced more than 41,000 fake iPhones. Some of these phones were reportedly sold in the United States. Nine suspects were arrested, including the husband and wife team who ran the operation. According to the Wall Street Journal, the factory sold iPhones and ribbon cables worth over $19.4 million just last year. And finally, the timeless question, if a drone fires a gun in the woods and you don't post it on YouTube, will you be arrested for it? Last week, we told you about a teen who posted a video of his homemade drone firing a handgun in the woods on his Connecticut property. The police learned of the drone because the 18-year-old posted a video of it on YouTube, the video we're watching now. They were understandably concerned, but found that the teen had broken no laws. Since we reported the story, however, the Middletown Press says that the teen has been arrested, but not for flying a shooting drone. The kid was charged with interfering with an officer and failure to obey an officer's signal. The officer attempted to keep the teen from leaving the scene, and a physical altercation ensued. In a somewhat related story, the Future of Life Institute posted a letter today about the risks of autonomous weapons. Stephen Hawking, Elon Musk, and Steve Wozniak have already signed the letter. The Future of Life Institute are the folks in charge of being afraid of the potential risks stemming from the development of human-level artificial intelligence. And today they specifically called out armed quadcopters as a mark of the beginning of a military AI arms race. Now, to be fair, the kid's handgun-equipped quadcopter was probably under his control and not autonomous. As we mentioned when we originally reported the story, the kid's father was very upset that people were calling his quadcopter a drone because drones imply a lack of control.